This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. UW-Milwaukee has taken another step toward increasing the region's prominence as a center for freshwater research. Jenny Kale starts work this week as the director for UWM's Center for Water Policy. Kale comes to Milwaukee from Rutgers University in New Jersey, where she taught at the graduate level in public policy and political science. The position is part of UWM's graduate-level School of Freshwater Sciences. The center and the director position were both endowed by a $2.6 million gift from Lined Eline. This comes as the Milwaukee region as a whole is trying to develop the concept of a so-called water hub. Community leaders hope to attract leaders in water research, public policy, and technology, all with an aim toward helping the world develop a more sustainable approach to freshwater use. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz spoke with Jenny Kale about the task in front of her.
A third of my job will be teaching, a third will be research, and a third will be the direction of the Center for Water Policy. And then, of course, the work at the Center for Water Policy will relate to the other two. A lot of students, research assistants, some internships will come from the teaching, and then the research, of course, will move the policy options forward for the center and get us a little bit of publications and notoriety, hopefully, for the center. And then the directorship will hopefully determine some policy options and pull people from different disciplines together in the water school to work on some policy solutions to some real-world problems.
What kind of framework is there waiting for you? Are you creating it as you come in with Dr. Garman and others in the school?
Well, we're building the framework together. But there is a team of people that has worked really hard to put together some structure for the center before I got here. So they have a good vision of what they want the institution to look like and what they want the director to do. It's just a matter of getting here and getting some energy and some expertise behind policy directions. And so that's the specific element that I'll be able to add.
Can you give an example when you say policy?
Sure. So one of the things that I've been working on in my research are transboundary river systems. River systems that cross political boundaries, that cross economic interests, and that also cross legal jurisdictions. And because of the complexity of transboundary river systems, there are a lot of policy issues involved in how to govern that resource. And so you deal with multiple state systems, multiple state governments, multiple municipalities, in some cases multiple countries. And so I look at the different policy options for governing those resources. And then if things do break down, what are some of the conflict resolution strategies that can be used to resolve those disputes?
Among the many things that you've done, you have received a grant from the Social Science Research Council. Can you talk about the work that that involved?
Sure. That was one of my favorite projects thus far, which was water scarcity and food security. And so one of the projects that I worked on for the Social Science Research Council was what are some of the water use efficiency technologies that can improve agricultural production and consumption in areas where they shouldn't be producing water-intensive crops, but also water technologies that can improve water use efficiency so that countries and regions can continue to be agriculturally productive in times of scarcity.
So that work took you to Africa,
That's
among
right.
other places?
Africa and Asia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how many years did you work on that?
So I worked on that for 1 year. It was a good year. Fortunate to be able to travel all over, and I looked at some best practices and some difficult challenges in managing water systems. But I looked at agricultural production in areas that use rivers for irrigation that are transboundary rivers. So that's how it relates to my mainstream research. So I looked at the Mekong, in which countries have to negotiate with China, Cambodia, countries in the region, Vietnam, that have a lot of different water issues that become scarcity issues when water is diverted or overused or overpolluted in other areas of the river system for which they're not directly responsible, but do directly feel the consequences. So I looked at that also on the Nile a couple years ago as well, in the Nile system and the different countries that share the Nile. So I look at some of the similarities and differences between how those river systems are governed between countries.
So will someone else continue that work, or it stopped with you?
Well, I hope to continue the work myself.
Oh, do you?
And
oh,
part of what I'll do in my research here is continue that work and hopefully bring in a lot of different people to that project. So even though I initiated the project individually, I really would like it to grow into a team of people that can work in Africa and Asia on these water scarcity issues. And there are a lot of people at the school that work on water use efficiency technologies and agricultural production.
This is probably too far of a stretch, but just at this moment, this region mm-hmm. and the Midwest, so many states, lack rain. I mean, farm fields are not looking
right.
good. Is it within the realm of possibility that those technologies would also be used in this kind of area as well?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity to experiment with some of those technologies here. We certainly have the need for it, and we certainly have the capacity to develop it. So if it works here and we can find some good solutions in this region, I think they will be highly transferable and highly coveted in other parts of the country and other parts of the world.
What's unique to what's going on in Milwaukee, do you think, in terms of the momentum behind all of the things you've talked about?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that has impressed me with Milwaukee and the region is what I was earlier calling the credible commitment to dealing with water issues, water problems, water policies, water opportunities in the region. And although there's a great need for it in other places, this is one of the areas in which I've seen the most credible commitment to those kinds of water issues. There are a lot of people and a lot of resources behind moving forward on these issues, as well as a lot of forward-thinking people, which I think will really make the difference in terms of building the technologies, building the policies, building the solutions, and building the jobs that will come with this new challenge of water scarcity. And as you mentioned, the issues that we're dealing with in terms of fluctuations, variability, those will only increase in severity in the future. So now's the time to get a jump on improving some of the technologies and strategies that we have to address those issues.
What has guided you in your steps thus far? Did this seem like a strategic move to you in terms of where you want to be in your career and why?
Yes, it does seem like a strategic move because although I had great opportunities in my previous occupation, it was limited in terms of focusing specifically on water. So I actually had studied natural resource policy and international river systems, but in a more traditional way. Whereas here, because of the size of the school and the level of interest and commitment to this issue, I'm able to focus specifically on water, water issues, water policies, water use efficiency, and that's something that I had to do more broadly before. So that's really one of the assets of the area, I believe, is that you have the size of the school, the university, but also the School for Freshwater Sciences. You have the team of experts, and you have the scientists, and you have the social scientists here to make it possible for someone like myself to focus exclusively on water policy. And this is also very early and very forward-thinking in terms of our needs as a society, because we're just on the edge of needing to have centers for water policies, School for Freshwater Sciences, and as Milwaukee takes the lead in that area, it's very exciting to be part of that. So I really came here largely for the team of experts, but also for the ability to be able to focus exclusively on water policy. I think creating a spectrum of policy options is an important part of what the center is going to do, but I think also setting up mechanisms for conflict resolution is essential. And part of the reason for that is because as water becomes more intensely competitive, disputes will become more intense as well. And so we'll need to have established some ways to resolve those disputes. And I do believe that the center can take a lead in finding ways to promote cooperation as well as resolve conflict.
Do you see the Great Lakes Compact? How will that serve you or how will that challenge you in what you'll be doing here?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's great to be located right on the Great Lakes and to be an active part of what's going on with building the compact and establishing the benefits of the compact as well as some of the limitations. And it's exciting to be here directly as opposed to studying it from afar. And it's great to be able to compare that to what I know about transboundary river systems and to look at the similar obstacles that they face in terms of transboundary lake systems and what the issues are between different states in the compact as well as different countries in the compact. And locally, I know there are a lot of dispute resolution mechanisms that could be in place for when you can and when you cannot break the confines of the compact as well.
So do you expect, I know we said at the beginning that you're structuring this, you know, the way that this will all function, but were you given it like this is the hot list of what you'll be working on in the first months of your job?
No, not yet. That has not been established. I have some ideas about that.
Evidence.
I believe that other people have some ideas about that. I believe they will become evident, but I'm very excited to learn about those issues and to learn about what the priorities of the Center for Water Policy will be. And some of that will be issue driven. And some of that we will decide ourselves, but a lot of that's really going to be driven by the kinds of decisions that actually have to be made.
This is an established, you know, the Great Lakes Water Institute, which is now morphing and changing and evolving, is also part of a big change for the institution. Does attention have to be paid to the way that everyone's folded it and how maybe preconceptions, disputes might arise?
Yes, and that's why it's exciting for me to be new, because I am not beholden to those previous structures, and so I'm very excited about looking forward in the new directions and the new structures and the new issues that we're going to be taking on here. And I'm also looking forward to the opportunity to think very deliberately with people that have been here for a long time about what they believe the strengths are and moving forward on those strengths. And as long as that's a very deliberate process, deliberate often can mean slow, which is unfortunate, but it's designed that way, but a very deliberate discussion about the direction that we want to move to in the future. And I believe that deliberation is obvious in the end, and it shows that people have put a lot of thought and consideration into what it is that we want to do.
I would think that you ultimately want the community to understand what's going on here, why it is happening, why it's important. So is the way that the school communicates a critical piece of what you hope to contribute to?
Yes, I do think it's an important skill, and I do think Dr. Garman and a lot of other people here have it, but he certainly has shown a lot of leadership, and it's one of the reasons that I was attracted to the job in the first place, in terms of being able to communicate with scholars and experts in their field at a very sophisticated level, as well as being able to communicate with people who have real concerns and have sophisticated understandings of their own issues and water problems, but may not be scholars in the field. And so we want to be able to bridge between the experts and the decision makers and the policy entrepreneurs, as well as community leadership and organizations that really care about the quality and access to water.
Jenny Kale is the new Lined BE Line Endowed Chair in Water Policy and the director of the Center for Water Policy at the School of Freshwater Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz. There's a link to more information about Kale and the Center for Water Policy from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, Milwaukee is known for its beer, and coming up next, we'll learn about some of the best the area has to offer. Lake Effect continues right after this on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.